USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. U.S. officials are announcing Brittney Griner, the WNBA basketball player, who was held for months in Russian prisons on drug charges, was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Two firefighters were killed after succumbing to injuries sustained in a three-alarm house fire in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania last night. That's about an hour's drive west of Allentown. A third person was also deceased 100 yards from the scene and is unclear if it's related to the fire. The fallen firefighters are from Community Fire Company, New Tripoli. Los Angeles County District Attorney Democrat George Gascon is making headlines with a new policy announcement this week that gives preferential treatment to illegal immigrants that break the law over victims of their crime. Quote, all charging determinations shall be undertaken with the goal of avoiding or mitigating the adverse immigration consequence of a decision when known, end quote. Tim Ward on Fox News is the DA of Tulare County, north of Los Angeles. He weighs in.
It's scary because the message that it sends to victims and really to the prosecutors in the office, because what it sounds like at its core is sanction preferential treatment for decisions of who does and who does not get charges filed against them. And quite frankly, I'm surprised no one else is talking about this, because as a prosecutor, that's a very scary concept.
San Diego, California will get its moment in the moonlight when the Orion spacecraft completes its final leg of the Artemis 1 mission on Sunday. The spacecraft will splash down about 50 miles off the Southern California coastline to an awaiting Navy recovery ship. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The state of Indiana filed a pair of lawsuits against Communist China's TikTok platform Wednesday, alleging they are deceiving consumers about its content and data security. The state said its lawsuits are the first of its kind against the popular app. Indiana's complaint says TikTok's algorithm is designed to addict young users and promote harmful content to them. The housing market in America continues to be all over the place, buyers facing over 7% interest rates thanks to overspending by the government. Inflation is being fueled by the $5 trillion spent in the last couple of years. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell went so far recently to call the boom phase of the housing market a bubble when home prices soared 45% between January of 2020 and June of 2022. The Democrats continue their push to change election procedures in America. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
The DNC is moving ahead with plans to make South Carolina the first state to hold a primary in the upcoming 2024 election cycle. South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace tells Fox that regardless of which party you're aligned with, this move shows the importance of the state.
On the Republican side, we're the first state in the South, and if you win South Carolina, you have about a 95% chance of winning the nomination. And you see the same kind of precedent on the Democrat side. And what this will do is showcase the issues in our state, which are national issues.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.